Scientists have shown for the first time that because of climate change, fish are permanently relocating within Australian waters. The CSIRO says about 30% of the species found in southeast Australia have moved to new habitats. The scientists are worried about what will happen to the fish that are already there. Meredith Griffiths reports.
Tasmania's cool waters means it's home to marine life not found anywhere else. Dr. Peter Last has been tracking the fish species there for more than 20 years.
We thought we knew a bit about what was actually happening here until we went underwater, about 5 years ago in fact, and found some pretty dramatic shifts in the distributions of some species.
Dr. Last and his colleagues at the CSIRO have just published their findings in the journal Global Ecology and Biogeography. It shows about 30% of the fish that live in southeast Australia have moved to new habitats and started to breed.
We think climate change has something to do with this. There's been a warming of the waters around Tasmania during that period, and these fishes are appearing from the eastern seaboard of Australia, from off New South Wales and certainly through the Great Australian Bight. So they're primarily warmer water fishes present in the warm provinces around the mainland part of Australia, and they seem to be moving south for a bit of a sea change.
Dr. Last says their data is compelling because it comes from such a wide range of sources.
We've always talked about changes in the distribution of the biota with time, but we haven't really been able to provide firm evidence. So this actually, for the first time, put hard evidence on the table.
He's worried about what this means for the fish that are unique to Tasmania.
If things keep changing in this way, we're not sure what would happen to those elements or those fishes that occurred right at the southern tip of Tasmania. These have got nowhere else to go. They're coastal fishes. As the habitats are starting to change, we can expect to see sort of major concerns for these species.
But warming seas aren't the only peril. Dr. Last says some of the larger species of fish have already disappeared because of the use of the now banned gill fishing nets.
Carnivorous fishes in particular, some of the sharks, and some of the fishes like the blue grouper, which were here, it appears, in the 1800s and early part of the 1900s, but haven't been seen for almost a century.
Associate Professor Stuart Frusher from the Tasmanian Aquaculture and Fisheries Institute says the research is valuable new information.
Those changes are likely to affect a whole range of people, the commercial and recreational fishers, and by understanding the rate at which things are changing, we can gain some understanding of how we can manage our marine resources, which are obviously having to change as new species enter and some of the existing species leave.
Dr. Last says the research shows the need for fish propagation areas or marine parks.
Meredith Griffiths reporting.